from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This is starting to feel like Panda Watch from Anchorman. I hope some of you out there get my reference. I know my guy Joel won't, unfortunately, but I'm sure Joel may remember Yager Watch from years ago. From an NFL standpoint, I think it can remind us of Brett Favre and his multiple fake retirements. He would get to August and then say, oh, you know what, I kind of feel like playing football. And then he would put a couple of teams in the loop, spin them around, and he would end up playing for either the Jets or the Vikings in 2008 and 2009. We are yet again waiting for something to happen here. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson on the ones and twos behind the glass. Joel, real quick there, just to do some housekeeping. You have not seen the movie Anchorman, correct?
If I did, I may not remember too much. And yeah, and I can't even remember if it was the first or the second one that I saw. But I've seen one of them.
You have?
Probably in a little bit more than bits and pieces.
Do you know how recently this was viewed?
At least a decade ago, whichever one I saw, it was in theaters. I remember that part.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was the first or the second one.
Okay, so that sounds like it would be the second one, because the first one came out almost 20, or I think over 20 years ago now. I think it was the summer of 2004. We will get back to the Anchorman mention later, because there was something that came out today on one of the Barstool podcasts out there that I do want to dive into later in tonight's show. But we are starting with Brandon Ayuk watch. Day 138. Or it could be 238. For all I know. This feels like a tug of war between the Steelers and the 49ers at times. Reporters pulling on the rope from San Francisco. Reporters here in Pittsburgh pulling on the rope right back. National voices getting in there to take their sides, and they will help pull whichever way they want to go. We did get a little bit of an update today on what could be happening here, and I think as the day went on yesterday, it started to become kind of clear that this could be what the holdup was. Now, yesterday, right around 2 o'clock, or a little bit before 2 o'clock, probably more like noon, Andrew Filippone, a guy I work with every single day, one of the hardest working guys I've ever met, he put out there that this deal was done, per his sources. They just had to hammer out some details. We are a day later, and said deal is not done, and we have seen so many conflicting reports on either side to say whether or not this thing is done. So it isn't. Unfortunately, the way things sit right now, because at this point, I'm going to wait until this thing is absolutely on the table through to the league office and we see Adam Schefter and the big dogs
send something out. But back to that update, we did find out, and I hope this is the eventual outcome, that the 49ers have made it clear they want a receiver in return. The Steelers don't have an expendable receiver that isn't named George Pickens. They have a random assortment of guys that want to put themselves into that category. And I will do the honors and exclude Roman Wilson from this. He is a rookie. I think he can eventually be a pretty fun part of this offense. But they have Van Jefferson, who had about 200 yards last season. 209 yards, to be exact. My apologies, Van. They have Quez Watkins. They have Scotty Miller, who had 500 yards like 3 or 4 years ago, I think the COVID year. Calvin Austin, who is always in the running for Mr. August. I'm sure he will have a big play tomorrow night, maybe another big play next week, maybe another big play against Detroit in 2 weeks from now. And then, based on the last couple of seasons, we've seen him pop up a time or two to do something big. Now, I would hope in this offense we see Mr. Austin a little bit more frequently. But that being said, the Steelers don't have a single option there to send back unless the 49ers would want to take a flyer on a Calvin Austin type. They don't have somebody to send back that is not named George Pickens. And we know that they will wisely not send George Pickens to San Francisco because they would not solve a single thing in this entire process. They would trade a receiver that they currently have that they think is someone who is bound to be a very good, hopefully a great player. Somebody they used a second-round pick on in 2022 who they want to see explode in this new offense. Why would they send that guy just to get back someone I think is a very good receiver, someone I think is borderline elite, depending on who you ask? I think Brandon Ayuk is a very, very good player. But why would you use your only good receiver just to get the one receiver back? You still only have one good receiver. I thought maybe, I threw this out there the other day in the discussion with the guys, I did think it was a little bit fishy. We have not seen any news regarding a Pat Freiermuth contract extension, and I thought that would be something that was accomplished pretty early in camp. I thought maybe even before they took the field for the first time. Okay, if not that, by the end of the first week, that passed. I thought, okay, I was hearing last week that his agent was in Latrobe. His agent was at St. Vincent College. And I don't think he was just coming to hang out and go to Dino's and get some wings, which, by the way, I will be there Monday night, 6 until 8:45. Please stop by and say hello and enjoy some Dino's wings with me while we're at it. But I don't think Pat Freiermuth's agent was going out there just to hang out. Normally when that happens, that means the pen is going to hit the paper at some point over that period of time before said agent gets back in his vehicle and goes on his way. That did not happen. That's why I thought last week, oh, we may see a Freiermuth extension by the end of the weekend. We didn't get that either. So I thought it was maybe a little bit fishy of, okay, the 49ers want some sort of pass catcher in return. You'll immediately push back and say, well, they have George Kittle. Why would they want Pat Freiermuth? Well, it's the 49ers. They can keep George Kittle. He can still do great things like he does every single year, one of the great receivers in the game. They can add Pat Freiermuth into that offense, and I think they'll be running it pretty well. So you don't need to just say, well, they already have a tight end. Why would they need Freiermuth? my thinking was, hey, this thing hasn't been signed yet. Now it's starting to look like there's at least a little bit of doubt creeping in. Could he be the player in mind of, hey, we don't have a receiver to give you, but we will give you Pat Freiermuth and, let's say, a second-round pick? Could that have been the case? That doesn't seem to be it. Now, I know that Jerry Dulac, one of the most plugged-in Steelers insiders, who does get things wrong, by the way, let's call a spade here. Not every single thing that Jerry Dulac puts out there is 100% correct, but hey, nobody ever shoots 100% in this business. But when Jerry puts something out there, it does carry a little bit more weight, absolutely. Jerry's one of the best in the business. He's been doing it for years. Plugged in with somebody right at the top. Yeah, you're going to listen to what he has to say. Whether it ends up being correct or not, we'll have to revisit it. But he mentioned yesterday, one of the key things he did mention was that the Steelers don't intend on giving a player back in the deal. So where does that put us? That means a third team needs to be found. And the 49ers are out there trying to make that happen, to make this deal happen. We need a three-way trade, a triple threat, three-way dance. I'm not going to say another thing that involves threes. But how would that work, you ask? Well, that would mean that the Steelers get Brandon Ayuk. They would send draft capital to the 49ers. The 49ers would then flip those draft picks to another team for a wide receiver in return. So the Steelers and the 49ers end up with receivers, and that third team ends up with a couple of draft picks. Maybe it'll be a first, maybe it'll be a second and third, maybe a couple of seconds. I don't know. I'm not going to act like I know what draft picks would be going back in said return. So who could possibly fit into this category? I thought about a couple of teams and just a couple of random conversations today, not with anybody that would be plugged in. And I know Doran brought this team up this morning, and Sean, don't call me Seth Myers, one of the producers here, who happens to be a 49ers fan. I was talking to him about this in the back a few hours ago after he finished up his producing duties for the day and I was coming in to get ready for this show. What about the Las Vegas Raiders? Joel, have you thought about this at all over the course of the last couple of days? Teams, or at least over the course of the last day, like who could that third team be that comes into play here? And I think that Sean brought up the Raiders. I was talking to Doran. I know he brought up the Raiders. So what would that look like? The Steelers would receive Brandon Ayuk. San Francisco would receive Devontae Adams in all of this. And Las Vegas would receive multiple draft picks and maybe some high picks. Like I said, maybe a first, maybe a second and third, maybe a couple of seconds. I don't know. But did that give you any sort of thought before I mentioned it? Were you thinking about maybe a couple of teams around the league that maybe fit into that category? Of who could this third team, this mystery team out there be that could make this all happen?
I had not thought of it, but it's a really good point and really good thought because, yeah, it's like you said, San Francisco, if they're going to trade Ayuk, they got to get that production from somewhere. Las Vegas makes a lot of sense. Who knows with, Devontae Adams went to Las Vegas so that he could play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is no longer there. He hadn't played for them in two seasons. So if he wants out, that works out for San Francisco, I think, if you get both Devontae Adams and some form of pretty high draft capital.
And that's another good point you brought up there that I didn't even think about with Adams was that his intention of going to Vegas was to play with former college teammate Derek Carr. That has now been split up. Carr has been in New Orleans for the last couple of seasons. So why, now here are some other reasons. Why does this make some sense? The Steelers need a wide receiver. The 49ers clearly want a wide receiver in the deal. And Davante Adams would be left with a real chance to win a Super Bowl and get a ring. One of the best wide receivers of this era would get a true shot to win it all. Because we know the 49ers, if they do replenish, whatever receiver does replenish that offense, that player is going to have a chance to win a title. Because the 49ers were on the doorstep last year. They've been on the doorstep really for the last 5 years. And I think we can safely say that will be the case again, barring major injury to multiple players. Another few reasons is that the Raiders are going nowhere this season. Let's say that for what it is. They have Aiden O'Connell and they have Gardner Minshew leading the way. Now, Gardner Minshew, a fan favorite in NFL circles. The guy looks like Uncle Rico. He is honestly a better quarterback than what he's ever been given credit for. Maybe people are too caught up on the goofy-looking demeanor. I think they could actually win some games with Minshew. I'm not saying they will be the worst team in the league. But let's be honest, with everything on that roster, the way it is compiled in Las Vegas, they are not built for any sort of championship run. And they're not built, given their division, they ain't winning no divisional title either. The Chiefs will have that on lockdown until they don't want to. And the Chargers will be a quick charging horse because of the Jim Harbaugh hire. Maybe they finally figure things out on the offense to make things better for Justin Herbert. I don't think the Raiders are going to be in the playoff discussion anytime soon. I'll just say that, and especially this year. They have a pick in every single round of the 2025 draft, but for a team in that position, why would you not want more? Why not send off a player who will not be in your future, who will not be on your next great Raiders team, Davante Adams, while he still absolutely has some value, he is still one of the elite receivers in the game, and bring in more. Build your team through the draft and bring in the capital that makes that possible. So that's one option. That's the Vegas option. I also think the team visiting Pittsburgh tomorrow actually makes some sense. Maybe a little bit less sense, but some. And that is the Houston Texans. A team with a clear surplus at receiver. Now, that being said, Houston can always say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We think we're pretty close to winning a title, so we don't want to part with anybody of significance that would make that journey a little bit more difficult. I would get that. I would absolutely get that. Because I would say if you're a Texans player, front office member, a fan, you should look at it the same way. Like, hey, we have ourselves a stud quarterback, or at least it looks that way. I think we can actually make some noise. So if they would not want to part with anybody, so be it, or at least anybody of significance. But again, they do have a surplus at receiver. I would imagine that Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins are completely off limits. Diggs was the big offseason acquisition, and Collins was nearly a 1,300-yard receiver last year and had nearly 10 touchdowns. He was outstanding. But here are two names I think could be players here. And I know that one makes more sense than the other. So Noah Brown, 28 years old, had almost 600 yards last season. One key little stat with him, 17.2 yards per reception, the highest on the team in Houston in 2023. The other player is Tank Dell, who is only going into his second year. He's only 24 years old. Last season, a very explosive one. 47 receptions, 709 yards, 7 touchdowns, 15.1 yards per reception. And here's the kicker. He only played in 11 games. This dude would have been a 1,000-yard receiver and, hell, maybe 1,200 to 1,500-yard receiver. Maybe not quite there on the 1,500-yard mark, but he would have been a receiver that had yardage in four digits. Now, what does Houston's draft capital look like? They have picks in every round in 2025 except for round six. But they could be a team that maybe takes one of those receivers who is not a top receiver, moves along with them, acquires some draft picks. Now, depending on which guy it would be, the draft capital would certainly look different. I think the picks in return would be a lot better for a Tank Dell than it would be, let's say, a Noah Brown. But you could be a team that's already thinking, hey, we might be on the doorstep of something big here. We move on from a player that we like, we don't love. And hey, we also get back some draft picks. We can keep building this thing out. Maybe we take another receiver. Hell, maybe we take two. Whatever you want to do, Houston, it's your prerogative at that point. So I feel like Vegas may be more plausible in this situation because Houston is in a win-now mode. So I could see that team just saying, no thanks. Listen, we're trying to get it done with the players we have. We're trying to win this thing now while we can. We're taking advantage of a quarterback on a rookie deal. And we're going to try to make this roster great around him, get us to that next level, and maybe get us in the big game. Because it will be no surprise to anybody, Houston will be a big-time player in the betting markets to win the AFC. I would venture to guess, and I have not looked. Joel, I know you're a betting man. I don't know if you have looked. But if you have, I would probably bet, with the exception of Kansas City, I would say maybe Baltimore and then Houston right there is probably the favorite to win the AFC.
I would say so, because Houston, they can only get better from what they were last season as divisional champs. C.J. Stroud is going to be really good and for a really long time. So, yeah, I would say so, that I wouldn't be surprised if they're also third. Maybe Buffalo, but otherwise they're going to be right in the mix with Kansas City and Baltimore.
Yeah, Buffalo would have to get it done without having a bona fide number one receiving target, but I do take your point. As long as they have Josh Allen, they will be in the conversation. So Houston could be that team that says, hey, you know, thanks but no thanks. The guys we have here, they're the ones that we want to win this thing with. And speaking of betting, and we'll get into a little bit more of that before the night is over, I actually placed a bet last season, I think right after the Super Bowl, Joel, C.J. Stroud to win the league MVP.
It's a good pick. His receiving core only got better in the offseason, so they took a guy away from Buffalo.
Of course, knowing my betting history, that means he will either have a terrible year or just have to deal with injuries. Hopefully not, for the game's sake, because I think that dude is the real deal. Ohio State quarterbacks always get that knock of, hey, they can't handle it in the league. I think after one season, unless he becomes an RG3 type figure, I think we can say that this dude has something for sure. So hopefully this entire thing, this saga, is really close to the goal line. Pony said that 3 days ago. And if it goes any longer, the Steelers may have to settle for a field goal. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from the people out here on this. You may just be tired of talking about Brandon Ayuk. Listen, I can understand that because I'm starting to get to the same point, but I want to see this thing through to the end just as much as you do. 412-928-9370. Is Brandon Ayuk going to be a Steeler? Do you want Brandon Ayuk to be a Steeler? Is the juice worth the squeeze with Brandon Ayuk? And do you trust that a third team is going to pop up here? 412-928-9370. And if he does not go to the Steelers, where does he end up? Back to San Francisco? Does Cleveland end up coming in and taking the sweepstakes here? Where's he going? 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football with you tonight until 10:35. Got Joel Nelson running the ship behind the glass. We got preseason football on tonight. Panthers and Patriots. I already got NFL Network on for us, Jolie, on one of the big TVs in here. Bryce Young will not play, but we will get to see one of the new young rookie QBs in the game. He will play tonight, Drake May, for the New England Patriots. They've also been a team that have been involved in all of this Brandon Ayuk talk. A team that has thrown their hat in the ring. And I think the thought out there from people league-wide is that this is one of those teams where he said, yeah, they can throw all the money in the world at me. I don't feel like going to play there. But what say you on this? Are you just tired of people talking about it? Do you want this thing to happen? Do you want Brandon Ayuk to be a Steeler? And if he's not, where will he end up? 412-928-9370. We will start with Lucas in Pittsburgh. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call. I really like the idea of Ayuk coming to Pittsburgh. I don't think it'll be a three-team trade like you were saying. I think we'll give up like a second and a fourth for him. But if it is, I thought you made a really good point about Houston and Noah Brown. I thought that'd be a good spot for Noah to land in San Francisco. But I also think Vegas is a good option, but not Devontae Adams. I think the Raiders would want more in draft capital than we'd be willing to give up. But they do have Jacoby Myers there, so I think that'd be a pretty solid fit for him to come over to San Francisco.
Yeah, Lucas, I thank you for the call. I do think if the Raiders thing happened, it would probably require a couple of picks in exchange there between the 49ers and the Raiders, but they would have to worry about that on their end. And the Houston thing, Noah Brown is probably the type of player, I know he's not a superstar, but he's the type that you could just see end up being a good player in that 49ers offense. Although you can say that about pretty much anybody around the league. Beat the Fall Rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. 412-928-9370. Our guy Paul is next. What's up, Paul?
How's it going, Donnie?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple of things. Number one, you are the official head of the young guns there at the station. You and City Limits and
thank you, Paul.
Nicholas Harry Callis. But let's get on to this Brandon Ayuk stuff. I don't want him here. I don't want to spend $25 million. I don't want to spend $20 million. You're going to have to pay Jaylen Warren next year. You're going to have to pay George Pickens. You got to deal with Cam Hayward. You've got other positions of need that you're going to have to address. I don't think between him, Minka Fitzpatrick, and what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. The outside linebacker.
Oh, T.J. Watt.
Those two, yeah, T.J. Watt. Between, that's $100 million a year. You take the two linebackers, Minka Fitzpatrick, and the quarterback that you're going to have to pay. I mean, you're looking at $100 million. You got a 53-man roster. I mean, let's be realistic. Do you really want that headache here? And then what if all the experts that were he ends up being another Tom Brady, but as a wide receiver where he's a system receiver. He only thrives in that system. He's not going to thrive in our system. Then where are we at? Then you're going to have a disgruntled guy that you got to pay $30 million, not even counting the cap hit and all the guaranteed money you're going to have to give him. I think it's a big mistake to bring that guy. I like our chances. We're pretty good at finding receivers, and I think we ought to give them hungry guys a taste of the money and see where we're at then, because if our defense doesn't shut down the other teams, it doesn't matter who you bring in as a receiver, my friend.
Well, Paul, I appreciate the call. And, yeah, you're right about the defense, which is the highest-paid defense in the league, and it has been for the last several years. That's why you bring up the point of, oh, well, they're going to have too much money on the books. Yeah, they're paying their defense an obscene amount. The offense ain't getting nothing over there. They're getting scraps. The defense is eating. They're having that full three-course meal. The scraps go to the defense or go to the offense. Everything's going to the defense right now. And you mentioned there, well, you compared him to Tom Brady for one, which, I mean, if the Steelers are getting the Tom Brady of receivers, then they should pay this guy $50 million a year. You can think what you want about a system player. Tom Brady has 7 rings on his fingers. So there's that. Also, if the Steelers were good at signing good receivers, then why didn't they do that? Why don't they have any? The only good player at receiver they have is George Pickens. Van Jefferson is looking like the second wide receiver on this team. Van Jefferson last season had 20 receptions for 209 yards and zero touchdowns. He had 12.3 yards per game. That's going to be your number two receiver? Okay. Yeah. I guess they're in great hands. 412-928-9370. Harry is next. What's up, Harry?
Donnie, you're right up my alley. Thank you, my friend. And I'm so glad you're going to be doing high school football this year.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
I love listening to the games. You know what? Just what you were talking about, when you have Austin as your receiver, even on your roster, you have a problem. This guy didn't do nothing last year. He's too small to have the ball thrown to. He has nothing in the wide receiver core. So I think Ayuk will add, let's start with a good top receiver and adding depth to our receiver core. And all these people that talk about money, well, we paid $18 million for Deontay Johnson. So I'd take a 1.5 Deontay Johnsons and pay Ayuk before I pay Deontay Johnson. I mean, I think Ayuk's a talent. If you watch him on film, you see how good he is.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's a beast. And I understand that I am on the minority, maybe, or I'm at least on the higher end of, you know, how good I think this dude is. But I think Brandon Ayuk is one of the most well-rounded receivers in the game. And we know the fetish that people have in this city with receivers that can block. Listen, I know it's a horror film if you want to go back and watch it, but week one last season, the 49ers and the Steelers, that was an absolute dog walking of a game, courtesy of the 49ers. We saw a team who had Super Bowl aspirations and a team who talks like they have Super Bowl aspirations. Brandon Ayuk had, which by the way, in that game, he nearly had the season total that Van Jefferson had in that single game, by the way. And he had two more touchdowns than what Van Jefferson had last season. He also showed multiple displays of his blocking ability. I think the guy can do pretty much everything that you ask him to do. One of the best deep threats in the whole game last season as well. 17.9 yards per reception. Second in the league to only George Pickens. 412-928-9370. Our buddy Vince in Columbus. What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'll be honest, I'm pretty sick of this whole thing. I just want him to get signed here, but...
I want something to happen at this point.
Yeah, me too. I was going to ask, too, if you thought tomorrow's preseason game was going to have any, like, influence if the receivers aren't doing good and if that's going to have any influence on him coming here.
See, I don't think it should, because we've seen the preseason fool us before. Because consider this, I mean, what if it looks like last season? We got Van Jefferson making big plays. You know Calvin Austin will make a big play because he's bound for it in the preseason. And, I don't know, maybe Quez Watkins makes a big play, or maybe Scotty Miller makes a big play. And we'll go into the season thinking, hey, these guys ain't so bad. And then we get into the season and it's, oh yeah, these guys are pretty bad. They got one good receiver on the roster. I actually wish I did this. I'm going to do this at some point tonight during the show. I'm going to take every other receiver they have besides George Pickens, and I'm going to see if they totaled what they totaled next to Brandon Ayuk last season. I think that'd be an interesting little study. 412-928-9370. Johnny in the car. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, Donnie? How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
You're not the only one in the mile ring. I'm right with you, bro. Trust me. And Ayuk, he's an animal. Go ask KZ if he's
Patrick Peterson.
And go ask KZ if he's an animal.
Yeah.
Like, he wrecked him about 30 yards downfield.
Yep.
But he's the kind of guy that just, like, he doesn't quit. He just keeps going at it. And he, for me, runs routes right. He's just a dog, as they call him. I want him bad. I thought about, and I said this to Joel, what about Dallas? If they're not going to sign, what's his name over there?
CeeDee Lamb.
Or even if you're going to talk Cleveland, if you're going to put them in there and you wanted to give what's his name up anyways, their receiver.
Cooper.
But they lost draft capital when they did that big deal with Watson. So they need as much draft capital as they can get back. So,
Johnny, I like that call. I appreciate it. Man, could you imagine that, Joel, the first trade he proposed? For the record, Johnny, again, I like the creativity and the thought. I don't think it's going to happen. Could you imagine a trade between the Steelers, the 49ers, and the Cowboys? The Steelers get Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers get CeeDee Lamb. The Cowboys get draft picks. The Cowboys fans would want to probably burn Jerry Jones at the stake.
It's going
and,
to
and the entire family, but just like the magnitude that would have across NFL media, because those teams are three of the biggest, strongest brands out of the 32 in the league.
I wouldn't call it the blockbuster of the century, but I mean, CeeDee Lamb is a top five receiver. Some people probably think Brandon Ayuk is a top five receiver, and I would not blame them for that. It would be quite the blockbuster, the off-season blockbuster, especially being just a couple weeks away from the start of the regular season. That would be of a different kind of magnitude, like you mentioned. That would be insanity.
Just imagine like the power play there from the 49ers. Like, okay, we traded a guy who's probably, I would say, in the 10 to 15 range of best receiver in the game. And after all of this, we end up with a guy who's top five, maybe even on the medal stand, maybe top three.
And may not have to, you know, do a whole lot to effort getting him, you know?
I think that immediately vaults them to, I mean, if they're not already the NFC favorite, that immediately vaults it.
They're going to play the Cowboys in the postseason, and San Francisco, like normal, is going to take down Dallas, and CeeDee Lamb will probably have 200 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
I don't think that will happen, but I do love the thought there and the conversation that created from Johnny, because that would be one of the most chaotic trades to ever take place. I mean, maybe not ever, but let's say in the 21st century of the NFL, that would be chaos, and it would create some around the league. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We will keep taking your calls coming up next. A couple of lines are open, but a lot of people still want to talk about this. Do you want Brandon Ayuk? Do you think he will be a Pittsburgh Steeler? Do you trust a third team to pop up? And if that doesn't happen, who will be the team that gets Brandon Ayuk? 412-928-9370. Nick Faribault, he may have a clearer picture on this. He joins us in about 15 minutes time from PennLive.com, so we will talk to Nick then. We also have Timmy Neverett, former Pirates play-by-play voice, now with the LA Dodgers. He will help preview the Pirates and Dodgers series this weekend out in LA. Aaron Wilson, Texans reporter, from KPRC in Houston. He will join us just after 9 o'clock tonight as well. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Just got a heart echo done myself the other day. Things look good, which is good, which is very good. 412-928-9370. Brandon Ayuk, he has been the big topic of conversation. I know some people are tired of talking about it. Some people are tired of hearing about it. But until this dust is settled, it is going to be a cloud over the remainder of the preseason. The Steelers' first preseason game is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Acrisure Stadium against the Houston Texans. Bob Pompeiani will be on the call of that game on KDKA-TV. We will get into the Steelers' depth chart, who we will see tomorrow, who we're excited to see tomorrow. We'll get into that in the next hour. Nick Faribault from PennLive.com joins us in about 10 minutes, but still taking your calls on Brandon Ayuk at 412-928-9370. Hayden kicks us off here. What's up, Hayden?
Hey, I was just talking about the Ayuk trade. One idea I had that I don't think a lot of people were really considering was basically if the Niners don't want to trade him, they don't really have to. So if they don't get that package they're looking for or needing, my thought is what if they kept him? They play out this year. This is one of the last years that they'll probably have a good shot at a Super Bowl run before they got to pay Purdy, which is then going to be massive cap hit. What if the Steelers take this year to wait and see what their receiving core does, and then this offseason see if they can just get him without having to give up anything?
That's a thought. I mean, they could also hit Ayuk with the franchise tag. I mean, I'm assuming in that scenario, Hayden, you're suggesting that they would not franchise tag him, and they would want to see, you know, if they can get over the top, San Francisco, that is, with Ayuk on the roster. But yeah, I mean, something, you know, the basis of your call, something that not a ton of people are considering is that San Fran could just keep him. It doesn't seem like that relationship is at a very healthy place right now, but they could keep Brandon Ayuk if they want. Dante is next. What's up, Dante?
Hey, Donnie. How are you doing? I really enjoy listening to your shows now. I like
Thank
the way you do the weekly baseball breakdown and what's been going on with the Pirates the last few days every time you do that.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I was just curious. You know, we're talking about trading for a guy that's going to be a really big cap hit. And I haven't heard people compare what was given up in terms of trade capital for guys who have to receive a lot of remuneration compensation as well. The one that comes to mind is Antonio Brown, even though he was, you know, a little bit out of favor, he was still, a bigger hot commodity than Ayuk was when he was on the trading block. Do you remember that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.